the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Now, welcome back to News and Views, folks. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. And Jack, without further ado, why not? Let's bring in our guest. He is Coach Tommy Tuberville. Of course, y'all remember him from the Auburn days, but he is a candidate to be the next senator from the great state of Alabama, the U.S. Senate. So without further ado, welcome to the program, Coach Tuberville.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm up here in Muscle Shoals, the Tuscumbia area, and, man, it is a beautiful day.
You recording a record?
No, I thought about it, but, you know, Jack, I thought I might just pull back on that today. I might wait for the next trip.
Okay, so you've coached for years. You came back to Alabama, and you're hanging around. What in the hell made you want to run for the U.S. Senate?
Well, because I can, and because we need citizen legislators out there. I'm tired of these career politicians. All you have to do is watch about 5 minutes of television or listen to what's going on. We've got so many people that are career politicians, professionals, and we don't get anything done. We don't do anything for the people of the state or the country, and I can help. I've had a job for 40 years, and I understand what's going on in education and drugs and mental health problems. I've dealt with all of them, and we've got to make some changes in this country. If we don't, we've got one foot in the grave, and we're going to end up in the grave all the way if we don't make some changes and make them quick.
I guess you've traveled around state quite a bit. Tell us what you're hearing from the people when you're out there. What are their concerns and their anxieties, and what do they want to see you get accomplished?
Well, the first thing is they want a voice. They don't have a voice. We have the guy I'm running against in this race is the majority of the people that live in this state. He doesn't vote the way they want to vote, so they want a voice, and they want somebody that's going to listen to them and take their voice to D.C. And that's, I'm getting that over and over about, Coach, you know, we're going to vote for you. You're an outsider. You're not caught up in that political swamp. And we want somebody that will actually do what we want them to do. And so that's the first thing. The biggest issues out there are obviously the immigration, the border wall. And,
right.
People are afraid that they're going to lose their jobs. The people coming here and cut them on terms of making money to support their family. There's people here in this country, they say, that's not here to be good citizens. Obviously, we know that. They're coming here to change the culture. We've got to stop that, and they're coming across the border because we don't have that border wall. And the one thing that I bring up to them, and a lot of people don't really understand this, and I've been in the middle of it, at Texas and Ohio and here in Alabama, is we have a huge drug problem. You know, we lost 70,000 people last year to overdoses, and it gets worse and worse every day, and we're not addressing the problem, and most of the drugs, now some of them come from other places, but most come across the border, and they're killing our kids, and they're killing everybody that gets involved with them, and we've got to stop it.
Needless to say, you are probably a big supporter of President Trump. I would think anybody running would certainly say that, but I know when you were on here couple of years ago on our show, I think you were talking about how much you liked Trump then. So I guess you'll go up there and support, basically support his policies. You may differ on him on a few things, but sounds like y'all are in sync on the issues.
There's no doubt about that. Vote for me is a vote for Donald Trump. And, you know, again, people ask me why I voted for him. And first of all, there's two reasons. He's a patriot, and he doesn't need their money. We got so much going on in Washington, D.C., of politicians taking special interest money and taking money that's getting voted on in terms of, what that special interest wants. And Donald Trump has got the place stirred up now. He has got them all fighting amongst each other. And, of course, he's got the Democrats. They're about to pull all their hair out. Of course, all the rhinos up there, they don't know what to do. And I tell people this. Donald Trump saved this country. We were going in the opposite direction that our forefathers had drawn up, away from our Constitution, away from law and order. And he's brought our culture back, our fundamentals. You know, this country was built on God, family, and education. And if we don't get those three back into this country, we're not going to survive. Christianity is under attack every day. Our families are dividing more and more. Majority of the kids that are every college today in terms of athletics have one or no parents. And that's become a huge problem in terms of a lot of things that we've got going on in our country, and the respect, the loyalty, the work ethic, and then of course, the education, it's a disaster. Well, there's some good schools and there's some good teachers, but, you know, the direction that we're heading now, teaching socialism in the schools, I saw where 30% of the millennials last week polled that they believed in communism. Our reading and writing skills have dropped. I mean, they have dropped off the chart in most schools. And then, of course, our math. You know, I saw this week in math, they said math is racist in Washington, the state of Washington, and they want to do something about that. And you know, where are we going in this country? Is somewhere that none of us wanted to go to, in terms of people that believe in capitalism and believe in the United States of America. So yes, I'm a President Trump man. I believe in him. I believe he's doing the right things. You can tell that just because all the socialist Democrats are coming out against him every day and trying to impeach him, which that's never going to happen.
What you mentioned education, and you know, we have a humongous bureaucracy in Washington in the Department of Education. Would you want to make any changes there? Do you believe that the federal government has a place in our education system, or should those duties be left up to the individual states?
Because exactly
people
right.
People argue on both sides of that issue.
Well, we got 4,000 people that work with the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. And our teachers in this state, make $40,000, maybe $50,000 a year. Those people up there make over and more than $100,000 a year. They've never taught. They've never been involved in teaching our kids. We're not a cookie-cutter country. Everybody's different. We need to educate our kids in the state of Alabama different than in some things than what they're getting in California or Oregon or Texas. We're different. And so I'm for tearing down that Department of Education and moving it back to every state, and let them have their own Department of Education. Teach your kids how you want them to be taught. We have different cultures, different manufacturing, different things that are interstate. We want our kids to stay in state. We don't want them moving to other areas. You're going to lose some, but right now we're losing most going to areas where they can get a job. And we just need to be able to move that Department of Education back to every state where they can control their own environment.
So I might read into that you don't favor the Common Core curriculum.
I would have blown it up a couple years after it started. I saw it at its worst. Again, bringing in 50 kids every year from different schools all over the country, you could tell the ones that had been in Common Core. And it's gotten worse and worse. It's an experiment that has failed. Our reading and writing skills have dropped. Some areas haven't, but
right,
a lot
right.
have. And the math skills. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, you count boxes now. You look at boxes to figure out a math problem. 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4 anymore. It is just it's something that I kind of equated like one using a European system, you know, something where it can be universal all over the world. We're not like other countries. We are the United States of America. Let's teach our kids how to be good students, good Americans, how to make a, get a good job and raise a family and live a great life. Not try to do something because somebody else does it. No, I cannot stand Common Core.
And one other aspect of this, Coach Tuberville, on education, you know, I overlapped my time there at Auburn when you were there, and somehow I escaped some of this, what you called it, and it's what I would call it, this teaching socialism directly in the classroom. Have you seen in your lifetime, especially working in universities, that change? When did this start? I mean, it just seems absurd, and I push back against it as a student because I realize what they're doing. I just want the knowledge and the tools to succeed. I don't want to be propagandized. Did you see this? How far back when did you notice this change at the university level?
Yeah, it started about 20 years ago to where you could really notice it. It was very noticeable. It was just that people don't teach out of text anymore. It's more teaching of what they want to teach and their feelings and their opinion. Now, again, we've got good professors.
Right.
At every university, we've got good teachers at the high schools, but we're having an infiltration of more things that are taught socialistic. And again, I've dealt with it every day for the last 20, 25 years, and I've seen it, and I've tried to tell people. And, you know, again, it's become more and more accepted on our campuses. And again, 70% of the millennials that were polled 2 weeks ago, just think about this, 70%. Believe socialism was better than capitalism coming out of our universities. It's taught. And so we've got huge problems. Can we turn it? Can we reverse it? Man, we're going to have to make some about faces, but it's got to be done in Washington. We've got to have people up there that understand what's going on. That's the reason we need more people that have had jobs in Washington, D.C. I don't need this job. You know, I'm doing it because I want to go do it. I want to go help the people in this state, in this country understand we're in trouble, and the politicians don't understand that. They just want a paycheck. I'm not even taking a paycheck. My check is going to the people that have been fighting for our country and come back, our veterans of the state of Alabama. That's where my paycheck's going, and I think it ought to be a voluntary job to go to Washington, D.C., because then you wouldn't have people going up there staying for 50 years.
There are some people, including Bill Britt, and I'm on a TV show with them on Sunday. He made the comment, and he said he's talked to other people who echo these sentiments that, well, the thing you got to worry about Tuberville is he doesn't have any political experience at all. I don't want somebody to have to go up there and be behind the curve. And I said, well, I personally think that's probably one of the most appealing things right. about Tommy Tuberville is that he's not an insider. So what do you say to people that say, well, you know, I want to vote for you, Tommy, but you hadn't done this before.
Congress has a 20% approval rating. Our country's $23 trillion in debt. Everything we've done's broke. Our health care system's broke. We don't have a fighting machine for a military anymore. The last administration brought it down. We are suffering as a country. We've got a president that's got the economy going, and that's pretty much the That's pretty much all he's been able to get done because they've been fighting tooth and nail. This is not about policy. This is about experience. I'm running against people in this race that have never had a real job. All they've done is work to become a little bit higher on the totem pole in politics, get elected. It's all about raising money. It's the worst system I've ever seen. We got to have money to win. I'm going to win this race because people know who I am. They already know. I don't have to spend money. You know,
well, that's one good thing. You don't have to buy a lot of name ID.
Yeah. Most people they can't run and beat out these career politicians because they don't have a war chest. You know, it's a ridiculous system that has absolutely gotten the state and this country in the worst bind that we've ever been in. We're on the verge of tipping, if we haven't already tipped over to a socialistic country. 75% of our money goes to the social programs that we send federal money, 75%, and nobody has got enough guts to say we got to cut back. We got to cut back. But no, they don't want to do it because they might lose a vote. I don't care if I lose a vote or not. I'm going to make the tough decisions with President Trump and try to give us a sense of security down the road.
Would you believe in any, would you support any, and I'm just asking this because you mentioned about all the money in politics. You know, people say, I don't believe in term limits because you have a vote in Congress every 2 years. But the fact of the matter is, these sitting congressmen and women have automatic war chests, as you just mentioned, because they know all the insiders, and it's almost impossible to run a competitive campaign against them. Would you favor any kind of law that would limit what they could take from lobbyists and associations? And
I mean, I've had my eyes open in the 6 months of this campaign about how broken a system is when it takes money. Money gets you elected, supposedly.
Yeah.
And you got to have enough money. I thought when you got into it, they said you got to raise several $1 million. And I said, okay, I'm going to put $1 million of my own money in this race because I got it. And I want to give back to the state and country. But the problem is, you've got to raise $4 or $5 million not to put out your platform, but defend yourself. Because politicians, there's not a scoreboard for them. They should put a scoreboard in the House and the Senate of what they've gotten done, plus and minuses. Ever for 40 years, I've been hired or fired because of what I've done on a Saturday or a Friday night when I was coaching high school. You had a scoreboard. There's no scoreboard in politics. So, therefore, politicians don't run on anything. They attack the other people. I'm getting ready to find out how many banks I've robbed for the past 20 years. Because I got a 20-point lead, and these politicians have nothing to run on, so they're just going to attack me. Carpetbagger, hadn't lived here all his life. He's a terrible guy. I mean, I don't. And it's just amazing to me. It's all about having enough money to destroy your opponent. And I'm going to be positive. I'm going to go out and sell what I'm going to do. I'm going to get elected because I'm here for the people. I think people know and trust me. You know, Paul Feinbaum's been after me for 20 years, so all my stuff's already been out there. So,
and I have to say, as a guy who grew up an Auburn fan, like, you've been a fixture in the Alabama's imagination, so to speak. And, like, for anybody to claim you're an outsider to politics, certainly, but outsider to the state, I think, is a ridiculous attack.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah. Well, it's just fun to listen to these career politicians that just, they have nothing else to run on, but hopefully people will trust what I'm talking about, because again, I'm doing it for the people. I'm not doing it for me. We need citizen legislators up there and not these career, everyday politicians that just go up to be in the club.
Well, speaking of these career politicians and these smear artists, as you're out there getting to know the people of Alabama, what they're concerned with, what their needs are, what they want in a representative and a senator, what do you think? I'm sure you've heard about that stench that some are calling impeachment and this inquiry going in Washington. When you heard about this, what was your impression of it?
Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on. They've hated the guy when he even announced he was running. They hate all Republicans on the left. They don't want you to be elected because they want their agenda. You know, they want to bring this country to the far left, be social, have Medicare for all. They don't believe in count money. They believe in just spend, and we're going to end up in a hole because most, like I said, 75% of our money that we send up there now goes to social programs. But they're trying to run the clock out of President Trump. That's all they're trying to do. They bring up whether it's collusion or Russians or narratives or Ukraine or racism. It's always a new story every week, and they've got no agenda. Only thing they have is climate change. And like I tell people, one guy that changes their climate is God. And they really have nothing to run on. So that being said, they're just trying to run the clock out on him, try to make it hard for him to get anything done. You know, they could help our farmers today by passing this USMAC, but they're not going to bring it to the floor because that's a plus for Donald Trump, and they want to get him unelected. I don't know what they're going to do if he gets elected again or when he gets elected. He's going to win this election, and I guess they'll. I don't know what they're going to be doing. They'd be like rats running for cover, I guess.
I think a lot of them in the House are going to get beat. I think the Republicans are going to take the House back over. I think the American people are seeing through a lot of this crap.
Yeah, we've got to get the House back. We've got to keep the Senate. We've got to get President Trump elected, and he can turn this thing around. Hopefully, we can save it for many more years, get back on the right track. But it's just a shame of what's going on and the things out there. You know, we can't win the House and then have a guy like Paul Ryan who's going to run for cover every time he's got to make a decision. I've seen those guys in my lifetime that couldn't make a decision. They were weak-kneed, and they're afraid they're going to hurt somebody's feelings, or that they were going to make their people mad that they'd taken money from to get reelected. That's the risk, really, the cause of our problems is, you know, the decisions are not made for the citizens of this country, the ones that pay the bills. It's made for these special interest folks, and it's put us in a tailspin, and I just hope we can get out of it. We've got a guy at the top and can get it done. I tell people I want to go to Washington, D.C. to help President Trump and take the stick out of his hand and give him a baseball bat for the next 4 years and get something done. But get these weak-kneed politicians away from him, the rhinos, the people that say they're the Republicans, that they're not. All they're there is just be on the team and say they're a senator or congressman and get the accolades, but then take money to get reelected from special interest.
Well, we appreciate your coming on here and visiting with us, Coach. And we want you to come back and be here in person the next time, and we'll work it out with your staff. If you're willing to come, we'd love to have you. And I want you to stay in touch and wish you well. Where are you headed next?
Well, I'm in the Shoals today, and I think I got a GOP meeting here at noon, and I have a couple of stops, and I think I end up in Elmore County tonight, GOP meeting there. So I don't stop. I travel every day. I usually take about a half a Sunday off, go to church, and then prepare for the next week and hit it on the run. You know, our primary is 4 months away, and
right.
We got Christmas and Thanksgiving in there, so you really only got about 2 months left. Of really going out and campaigning. So I enjoy it. I enjoy doing this. Again, I'm doing it for the people, and I'm excited. I got a huge lead, and I'm not going to lose this lead. I'm going to keep grinding on.
Well, and if there are folks out there listening to our conversation today and they want to help your campaign, how can they do that?
TommyForSenate.com. Very simple. We got a great website. You can go in there and look at it. We have a button. If you want to give us $5, $10, we'd appreciate it. I'm taking 95% of my money is coming from the state of Alabama, the people that I'm going to take a voice for. I'm not, these other guys are getting all their money from Washington, D.C. Who do you think they're going to vote for?
Well, we know who they're going to vote for. Well, you got two good guys on your staff, Tripp and Paul. They're good fellows.
All right, everybody like me on Facebook, and I don't know a lot about this social media, but it goes a long way. those guys do a good job.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Tommy, and good luck to you, and we hope to have you back on soon.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
God bless. Well, that was a great conversation. Again, Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate. He sounded great there. He really did.
He certainly has a lot of statistics in his head. He's been well-coached.
Well, and not only that, though, I think he spoke to the cultural moment right now. And that a lot of people are just frustrated, not only with D.C., but not only with the left, but with folks that go up there and make a lot of promises, but they're weak-kneed. And if we get to talk to him again, I really do want to hold him to his feet to the fire if he gets up there about the debt and the deficit.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, but it was running on, and I didn't. But we do need to know what he thinks about the huge deficit.
Yeah, and I mean, he brought it up on his own, so... It makes me hopeful, but we got to get things done up there, especially as a young man. As part of that millennial generation that thinks socialism is an abomination, we need to get our house in order, as he said. We definitely need to get our house in order or set ourselves up for more success decades and decades in the making. But we got to hit a break here. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, thank you for listening, folks. 272-9228. We'd love to get your reactions about the call there from Coach Tuberville. Be right back after this break.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Fox Tomorrow. Ah! The Masked Singer returns with a two-hour event. It's a double unmasking with the biggest celebrity reveals yet.
Who is it?
Think you've seen it all?
This is a Masked Singer. Anything could happen.
Think again.
Wow. We just witnessed television history.
All new Masked Singer, two-hour event tomorrow on Fox.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by, non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon, folks. You want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228, 272-9228. Joey Clark, that's c'est moi. I'm not Pierre Delecto like Mitt Romney. I don't have any aliases, just Joey. Alongside me, as usual, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
He's busy over there like the kids, texting, facing his phone. You know, it's your generation, Jack. You with your phones.
No, my generation knows how to write a thank you note.
Yeah.
And put it in the U.S. mail.
I like to call people.
We believe in sending out real invitations to events.
Mm-hmm. I don't need the snail mail.
Cursive writing.
I know cursive. Well, actually, I can't write it. I was taught cursive as a children. But, yeah.
I enjoyed the interview with Tuberville.
I did, too. As we were talking off air, he's a really saying the right things, and I think he means them, too. I think he's the right guy for the job. Not to knock John Merrill or Bradley Byrne or anybody else running.
No.
But Tuberville, there's a reason he's leading this race right now, and it's not just name ID. I think he's the type of Republican Alabamians like, and he's also the type of Republican I think will get along swimmingly with President Trump.
You know what I think is attractive to people is that he doesn't need the job, like you said.
Right.
I mean, he's willing and able to put $1 million in the campaign. That's quite a statement that you're willing to risk your own part of your own fortune to be in politics, and you don't have to do it. I mean, he's probably enjoying retirement, probably doing a lot of fishing and hunting and traveling around and speaking and all that stuff. So, anyway.
Having such a strong front runner might keep Jeff Sessions on the sideline, not to mention the whole President Trump thing.
Well, I would suspect that Bradley Byrne will get out of the race if Jeff gets in.
Okay.
I don't think Roy Moore said he didn't care. He's run anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think Tommy would care. I think Tommy's committed to run.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's certainly come a long way on issues.
Indeed.
And, so he sounds like he's got his act together, at least for now.
Now I'm thinking you should tell us about our friends over at New Look Decorating.
Oh, you tried to catch me off guard, didn't you?
Just, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. They got two great folks over there. You have Brian Carr, who is the owner/proprietor, and you have Brett Lanham, the paint specialist, who's full of vim and vigor, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they got all kind of colors. They feature Benjamin Moore paints, which are manufactured right here in Alabama. They have designers on staff.
Right.
So if you go in there like a guy like me, and you're like, I really need to kind of do a redo on my colors, then they have people over there who can advise you and help you pick out stuff. And they keep everything you do on file. So if you were to go back 5 years from now and want to touch up a room, they know what you bought last time. It's not lost. It's in the system. So give them a call at 271-0007. 271-0007. That's New Look Decorating Center, 6237 Atlanta Highway. And I don't have to give their MLS number, that's for sure. But anyway, give them a call. Or go by there and chat with him. And let me tell you, Brett would love to talk to you.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Passionate about
really enjoyed
what he does.
Having him in here that day, and hope he'll come back soon.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. We have Papa B on the line. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, I'm all snotty today, but I'm all right.
I really enjoyed that interview with Coach Tocqueville.
That was great.
That's pretty awesome. Starting to really, kind of warm up to the idea of supporting him. He's really hitting, he's really punching the ticket on the education situation here in this country and the state, which is not talked about a lot on a national level, but really needs to be. In my view, the social justice left and the religious left just took over the education system in this country, first on a national level and then, down at the state level. And they just won't relinquish it. They won't allow any views other than their own at all. They're, totally biased in their ideas. They've also used the education system as basically a jobs program to support their constituency, their supporters. And I'm all for tearing down the when it was started, the National Department of Education? It was started under Jimmy Carter.
Right.
So it hasn't been.
No, well, it was called Health, Education, and Welfare. So you always had.
Right.
And that goes back to Dr. David Matthews, who was president of the University of Alabama when I was in school, was the Health, Education, and Welfare Secretary under Gerald Ford.
Hmm.
And then when Carter beat Ford, he came back to Tuscaloosa. And I had him as a teacher, and that's how I know that. But
it was finally beefed up.
Yeah,
its own department.
It stood on its own in Jimmy Carter's administration. Yeah. It became a standalone department.
And our results, just the education outcomes, have been going down since then.
Well, and you know, George W. Bush was a good governor of Texas, and he did a lot for public education. But he wanted the No Child Left Behind bill to be a lot tougher than it was.
Right.
But in order to get Teddy Kennedy to sign on, because we didn't have a majority in the Senate then, maybe one or two votes, to get Kennedy and John Jeffords and a couple of these other guys, they had to make concessions and basically watered the bill down so they could get their support. And the whole bill just pretty much sucks. It's really not No Child Left Behind.
And it's not just the outcomes, it's the culture war that we're in the middle of.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a complete, you know, right-winger on those issues. I'm a libertarian on those issues. But the libertarian position seems like the same position. Like I heard Ben Shapiro say it the other day, half the time I feel this exact same way as Shapiro. Half the time it feels like I'm a parent breaking up a two-year-old and a five-year-old. Just stop! Leave each other alone! Just stop it with the warring through the government.
Right, and using the government agencies, you know, to enhance your left-wing agenda.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, but, I mean, you also get down to, it's not just K through 12. It's also, you know, at the college and graduate level.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have these folks that are, they're basically proselytizing, you know, the students into their left-wing point of view in the colleges. And I just think that's so wrong. When I went to college, I'm paying for a class to be taught here. I'm not paying for somebody to preach to me about their, you know, political ideology. The same thing for my kids. So, I mean, I think that ought to be a part of any kind of mix of reform. Look, stick to the subject, stupid. You know, if you want to preach, then go get a church. But don't use the tax dollars and, you know, the education system to, you know, try to get somebody hooked on your ideology.
Well, and also, I don't mind, I ran into a lot of this stuff. I don't mind some of this new age, like you learn about modernism and postmodernism and all these different post-structuralism, all this crap I learned in political theory. But I'm a big believer in what we're losing at every grade level is teaching people Western civilization, the Western canon. It is important to know where we come from, not only in terms of our religion, in terms of our political philosophy, and in terms of our literature and these sorts of things. So it's being lost, though, to this sort of common core.
They are, you know, you find those, you know, education systems that are really adverse to Western civilization.
Right.
They think the Western civilization is the worst thing that ever happened to mankind. And it's not. You know, I mean, basically it's what has brought us to the point of, you know, the pinnacle of, you know, all of our successes. But they don't want to, they refuse to acknowledge it and, in fact, fight against it.
Well, and the whole idea isn't just to, like, praise it, you know, without any regard to the bad things that happened in Western civ, but because of the bad thing, like, say, all these wars, religious wars in the middle, you know, right after the Renaissance, that's where we learned things about religious tolerance and freedom of religion. Like, and if we don't figure out why do you have free speech, why do you have religious tolerance and freedom of religion, it becomes something that students and professors now are just wanting to get rid of. Like, we want hate speech laws, and, like, you can't say that. Speech is violence, and it's just so over the top. It has me really, really worried.
Well, and see, they've produced the snowflake generation here, the cupcake generation. They can't win an argument, so they just sling around words, you know, name call like a bunch of kindergartners, you know. And so that's what you get. And we've got to do better in the education system so that the next generation at least can be a little, well, safer from... Yeah. You know, some of this nonsense. But anyway, guys, I'm taking my little pedestal here, my soapbox, and I'm packing it away. Thanks for taking my call.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, he was reminding me of Jiminy Cricket at the beginning of
Pinocchio. I had a couple of real wacko liberal professors at Alabama.
Yeah, and I did.
Political science. I had one guy. Yeah. We were talking about macro politics, and this guy had. I think he had gone to like Yale or. I mean, he was smart.
Sure. Yeah.
He dressed the part. His name was Dr. Ronald Yalem, Y-A-L-E-M. He believed in one world government.
Oh, Lord.
And on my final paper that I wrote, I told him that he had really convinced me that one world government. I got an A in the course. I totally BS'd him, but I'm sorry I did that, but I needed an A, okay? And I got it.
I had some left-wing professors. Luckily, my political theory professor, Murray Jardine, he's still there at Auburn. He was more what they call, not a communist, but a communitarian.
Yeah.
And he made a lot of points that I think are very, very wise in that we don't meet face-to-face as much anymore and bear witness and look out for a neighbor. So he had ideas about how to organize cities, these sorts of things. But he didn't like the idea of heavy-handed government from the federal level down either. He didn't really fit in Republican or Democrat camp. I did have one professor, Dr. Stacy Hunt, polka-dot sock progressive feminist, horn-rimmed glasses. She taught gender and politics and these sorts of things. And she taught us a lot of feminist stuff that I disagreed with. But I respected her because she allowed me to disagree with her. And I would vehemently. Not even the basis of, the oppression of women throughout history, but more on the basis of she was this collectivist. Like, she shared one thing, and I remember getting such an argument with her. But again, she didn't dock me for it. My grades didn't suffer for it. We were reading something, and it's like, we know that free will is largely mythical. And so I asked, well, Dr. Hunt, if free will is largely mythical, if all of us are just products of the system and the forces in society bearing down upon us, how did feminist ever come to be? If it's all this big male, white male patriarchy that's been running things, how is it that if free will is mythical, these feminists rose on the scene and changed things? I'm a big fan of first wave and second wave feminism. All for it. The empowerment of women has made the world richer. And a lot of good American women have learned that. But it's now gotten into this territory of, well, I think it's petty. And I think all the pettiness is actually a sign of massive progress. And what I mean by petty is stuff like man-spreading. Have you heard that term, Jack? They sit like at a football game or a theater or on the subway car, and they sit with their legs. You know, sometimes you don't like your legs closed together for obvious reasons. And that's being considered man-spreading because we're not being considerate of other people's space on the bench. It's petty. That's what I mean by petty. I'm not talking about Harvey Weinstein or Cosby or real accusations of rape, sexual assault. By the way, we have stuff from Jeffrey Epstein that has been unearthed by Project Veritas that apparently ABC News had a huge story. Roback is the reporter's name. Amy Roback, she interviewed Hunter Biden recently. Number one, beautiful woman. Skilled journalist. I thought she actually asked Hunter Biden some good questions. That's why he seems so twisted up like a pretzel. And she is being caught by Project Veritas on tape saying, here, what is the actual quote? She, this is Roback talking, saying, Virginia Roberts told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. This is in regards to Jeffrey Epstein in the 2016 election cycle, and ABC News squashed it. They're claiming, well, it didn't meet our standards of journalism.
Sure, well, yeah, because the name Clinton was in there.
So that stuff I take seriously, but, I mean, there is this move right now, and a lot of the woke left that's just petty. You know what? That means it's a sign of progress. Life's good. So we have time to complain about, you know, men sitting with their legs spread out too wide. Or whatnot.
Well, wasn't it that senator that had the wide stance?
I was about to repeat something one of my football coaches told me when he was trying to teach us the back pedal for quarterback. Get your feet in tight, son. I know you can't do that because of, whoa there, coach. Whoa, but I appreciate the compliment. You know it's not true, though. Got to hit this break before I get in trouble.
That sounded dirty.
Yeah. 272-9228. Last break of News and Views. Be back with more.
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours. Which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a nice day underway with a good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. The warming trend continues. Today's high 74, mostly clear tonight, overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, sunshine, beautiful day, mid-70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s again on Thursday. Chance of a couple of showers later on Thursday afternoon, but a better chance towards Thursday night into the overnight hours till Friday morning when it ends. Breezy, sharply colder Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s. We're back to the 30s on Friday night and Saturday night, and a cool, crisp weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Before Jack jumps across the table and strangles me for my music choices, this part of the program...
I didn't say a word.
It was all in a look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't have to say a word.
Okay.
I love you, Jack.
I can tell.
I mean, could you fix this broken wing of mine?
Well, I would if you were my type.
This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. They sponsored the first hour. But, folks, if you have some of those old analog memories, as I would call it. All these films of, you know, soccer matches or baseball games or football games or family get-togethers or birthdays or Christmas or Thanksgiving, maybe a high school graduation. It can go far as back as stuff that's on, like, reel-to-reel, like tape, film that I've found old footage of my dad when he was a young kid down at the farm in Andalusia, these sorts of things. It's great to, you know, when I was young, I was a teenager, I'm like, I don't care about that crap. But now as I'm hitting into my 30s, I'm like, I would love to see my mom early on, my dad early on. Even my grandparents have footage from their, it's 50 plus years now, but they have their wedding footage. And the one thing I took away from that is everybody is smoking.
Back then.
Unfiltered hand-rolled cigarettes, and everybody back then is smoking. It's so funny. And it's memories like that you can preserve, and it becomes more of a reality for your children and their children. You can preserve those memories, and Dan Black Studios can do that for you. If you're a News and Views listener, when you call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black and the team, hey, I'm a News and Views listener, they'll give you 50% off for the month of November, all VHS, tape to DVD transfers. They also provide business services like website design, video editing, training videos, television commercial production. They do it all over there when it comes to video services at Dan Black Studios. So again, folks, give them a call today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Be sure to tell them Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you, and take advantage of the special discount they have now for the month of November.
I'm not going to do it today because I want to spend more time on it, but I found out something interesting since we were on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about these congressional candidates that are running to replace Martha.
Yeah.
You had Will Dismukes drop out.
Yeah, that was... have we heard the story behind that?
No, but, you know, he's young, and he's got a business, and he's got a young family, and maybe he just thought it best to not run this.
I really like that guy, though. So I do, too.
I like Will a lot. He's a good young man. So you have this Jeff Coleman that it seems to be the love of the wiregrass right now. He owns a transfer and storage company. And he's very wealthy, and was a big player with the BCA, or has been the last few years. Anyway, you have, who else is running? I mean, I can't even think now.
Did Jeff Coleman, did you mention Jessica Taylor?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I found out since our last show that, you know, Jessica Taylor just kind of came out of nowhere. She was a grant writer. Her husband, Brian, has been in and around politics, worked for Bob Riley. He was Kay Ivey's staff attorney. He's no longer there. I guess he's back to practicing law, or maybe find another state job to get on that tit. But anyway, Jessica kind of came out of nowhere, and I heard somebody say that they were at an event in Washington, or maybe out eating, and that they overheard this guy say, well, I've had a conversation with Governor Riley of Alabama, who has gone and recruited this very attractive and smart lady named Jessica Taylor to run for Congress.
Interesting.
So any pick of Bob Riley's is not a pick of mine.
Well, I'm not in the... See, this is the beautiful thing about us just getting to work together and getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to being convinced why that's such a bad thing. I mean, the Bob Riley tenure, and I've heard the name, obviously. I've heard rumors, but I'm not knowledgeable enough to know the background of why you say that.
Well, we'll go out and have some whiskey one night,
sure,
and I'll tell you what I know. And
because I thought the opening of her campaign, that viral video,
it was very well done.
I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And she is attractive, and she is smart.
You're right.
There's no doubt about that. I'm just saying I'm suspicious of why Bob Riley wants to go pick somebody to run for Congress. And my suspicion is because he's going to find a way to make money off of his relationship with her, like he does everything else. So, anyway, that's all.
That's unfortunately the name of the game for so long.
I know.
Has been. And I think we're getting a little better. But the one thing I'm learning about, the more we look into this corruption in Ukraine and corruption abroad and corruption in Alabama, is sometimes it's like, well, that's just politics.
Well, I know. But, and, you know, I have generally over time, even though I've worked for pay for some candidates, but every one of them I have believed in one way or another. But you know, I'm not a mercenary. I don't need a job so badly that I'm going to go work for somebody I don't believe if I don't believe in them. I'm just not going to do it. And I've always voted based on philosophy.
How much money would it take for you to go work for Hillary Clinton?
There's not enough money.
You sure?
I'm positive. Absolutely positive.
You passed the test.
Well, I wouldn't.
$2 million?
No.
$3 million?
No.
$5 million?
No.
What about 10?
I won't live long enough to spend it. Hell no. So, no, hell no. I wouldn't work for her. I've heard a lot of expressions about I wouldn't do so-and-so if, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't pee down her throat if her lungs were on fire, you know.
Oh, my. I've never heard that before.
Well, how about I wouldn't fart in her face if she was out of breath? Have you ever heard that one?
No.
Okay. That's how I feel about Hillary Clinton.
That one tickled me.
Pretty descriptive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, the old Dennis Miller line, why do kids think farts are hysterically funny? Because farts are hysterically funny.
They are. No
they
doubt.
They really are.
My little 8-year-old great niece has a whoopee cushion. And she told me last time we went out to eat a month or so ago, it was my birthday's coming up in December. She said, Jack, I'm gonna get you a whoopee cushion for your birthday.
I think you would.
I'll put great use out of it, I promise.
Don't you dare use that thing on me.
I'll just say pull my finger. I won't need it.
Oh, God.
Hey, look what time it is.
Oh, Joey, I just finished the chili cook-off. Pulled my finger. Oh, it's time to go.
Yeah.
So we can end the, you know.
This wretched conversation.
Yeah, we're so screwed up. We're so screwed up. Thank y'all for listening. More news and views bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
And we're going to continue to bring more guests in the studio as Joey and I have become more acclimated to each other. And we'll try to bring as many interesting people on here as we can.
Yes, let's bring on very interesting people and very good-looking women.
Okay, there you go again.
With what?
That'll get a radio host in trouble every time.
I'm 30. I'm single. What's wrong with wanting to be here? Anyway, Bob, we're out of time. Dan Moore Show is next. Jack and I will be back early tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening.